A new public health campaign in Massachusetts is using some unique approaches to try to reduce suicide among men. More men than women die by suicide, and in Massachusetts and nationwide, middle-aged white men have the highest rate of any age group. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more.
Franklin Cook of Watertown knows the issue of suicide among men all too well.
I'm a survivor of suicide loss. And so
in 1978, when Cook was 24, his father died by suicide. After that, Cook struggled with addiction and found recovery, suffered from depression but got treatment, and built a career in suicide prevention and suicide grief support. And he knows many men struggle to seek help for mental illness.
But the caregiving world also doesn't market or doesn't design programs specifically around our species, if you will. They might not want to sit down face-to-face and talk to somebody for 55 minutes about their feelings. I've done that hundreds of times, you know, with a counselor, and it works for me, but it doesn't work for all men.
Now Cook is helping lead a Massachusetts suicide prevention campaign centered around a new website called massmen.org. It was created by the Wellesley-based organization Screening for Mental Health, with funding from the State Department of Public Health. On the site, people can take a mental health screening anonymously in about 2 minutes to find out whether their feelings and behaviors are consistent with depression or another mental health disorder. They get results immediately.
I'm concerned about your symptoms. I want to be sure you're aware of the impact this can have on your health and well-being.
After the screening, a video doctor does an interactive assessment.
To help me understand how you feel about taking steps to feel less depressed, I have a question for you. On a scale of 1 to 9, how ready would you say you are to take steps to feel better?
These middle-aged white men, you know, might not be the typical Johnny looks sad, he's moping around. They might mask their symptoms in a lot of ways that we're not recognizing, and they're not seeking the help.
Candace Porter is director of Screening for Mental Health and a clinical social worker.
We do know that the primary care physicians are not asking the question, you know, how are you feeling? Are you depressed? Have you had thoughts of wanting to end your life? So part of what we're also trying to do is just increase awareness that these questions should be asked.
The site also directs users to resources, including mental health services in their communities. Screening for Mental Health is sharing its online assessment tool for free with hospitals and community health providers, as well as workplaces. And the organization is trying another approach to target men, directing them to a site called Man Therapy, which features a mock therapist using exaggerated, sometimes raunchy humor that plays into stereotypes of masculinity.
Most men think they shouldn't share their feelings, emotions, and personal problems with other men. They're afraid of being made fun of or referred to as a girly man by their friends.
Franklin Cook acknowledges the site won't appeal to everyone.
And Man Therapy will be offensive, you know, even, I think, to some. The reason we decided to use it is that it is an innovative approach to really cracking open the door around approaching men on their own terms.
After spreading word of the MassMen site with regional social media campaigns and billboards, organizers will collect data to find out if anonymous users have indeed found help for their mental illness or suicidal thoughts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.